can make it do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
Campbell on second down and 5.5. Looks right, comes back to the left, going long for Gordon. He's out there and he caught the ball at the 20, at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Well, unbelievable catch, unbelievable throw.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Takes the snap, Dalton back, looking near side, throws it, picked off, and an open run. It's Joe Hayden, and he's in, touchdown!
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura.
Okay, it's a football Monday, better known as a therapy Monday. I guess that's the way to, I don't even know if there's therapy for what ails this team and those who follow this team, but we're going to do the best we can over the next 2 hours to put some perspective to this. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, we do want to say right at the outset, happy holidays. We know that stuff's going on. We know that's the distraction to kind of take your mind off of the awfulness that has been this Cleveland Browns football team and continues to be as they spiral and nosedive to a finish here in 2013. Yesterday's loss, of course, 24-13 to the New York Jets. Inexcusable in so many ways. I mean, unacceptable, inexcusable in so many ways. And I'm not quite sure where to begin, but I guess the place that the two places that jump out at me, Nathan, are four times in the red zone and one field goal. Four times in the red zone, one field goal. That math will never work for me. I don't care who you're playing, and that is a Jets team that you should not have those kinds of issues against. I'm sorry. You say, well, give their defense some credit. No, I want to take credit away from a Browns offense that just finds ways to mess it up, whether it's a drop pass or a penalty or something that goes awry. It's just mistake after mistake. And then the other thing that just really, really hits you in the gut, that was Geno Smith, one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL, worst quarterback rating going into that game, a rookie who has been so far over his head as a starter this year, leading drives of 80, 81, and 80 yards for touchdowns, allowing that Jets team to convert 12 of 18 third downs. Unacceptable. I just keep coming back to that word.
The last time that Geno Smith threw multiple touchdowns in a game was week 5 of the NFL season. The last time Geno Smith threw more touchdowns than he threw interceptions in a game was week 5 of the NFL season. In fact, that was the only other time it happened all year long in his career now in the National Football League. It's happened twice. It's been against the Browns. The Browns have now allowed, Vic, multiple passing touchdowns in 10 straight games. 10 straight games with multiple passing touchdowns. I was sitting talking to my wife last night, and I said this pass defense is now like beer goggles for quarterbacks. They make any quarterback look good enough to draft or start on your football team, and that is the problem. 14 points in the fourth quarter, again, in the fourth quarter they break down. The end of the first half, what happened at the end of the first half? How does that happen at the end of the first half? You can question the play calling on offense. You can question the play calling and execution on defense. Where are the sacks? This is a team that had given up 52 sacks coming up into this game. Second most in the NFL. Zero sacks for the Cleveland Browns. Geno Smith has thrown 21 interceptions in his first, before last week. So in his first 14 games, he'd thrown 21 interceptions. That's 1.5 per game. He had thrown an interception basically in every game since week 5 but one against New Orleans when he wasn't allowed to throw the ball 20 times in that game. And what happens? No interceptions, 2 touchdowns, a perfect quarterback rating practically for Geno Smith in this game against this defense. The breakdown at the end of the first half, the breakdown in the fourth quarter. You throw the ball 3 times in a row from 2nd and 1 at the goal line, and you get stopped. Greg Little finally makes a move that gets him open. That was nice to see. And then he drops a 4-yard pass that maybe a 4-year-old could catch. It was one of the worst performances I've seen out of this Cleveland Browns team this whole year. The other games when they were competitive and you felt like they could win and they let it slip away, that's one thing. This, to me, they went against a team that has less talent, arguably, than they do and is not very good and made them look like a team that should be going to the Super Bowl. And that, to me, was probably the most disappointing aspect of this game. If I didn't make it clear that I was very disappointed with the outcome.
I think you did. You made it eminently clear and very nicely done. Here's the deal. This is supposed to be, we're talking about pride, right? We've heard references to pride. We've heard those questions asked of players. We've heard players giving answers to those questions about, okay, what are you playing for now with no hope to do anything other than just finish out the year? Well, pride got kicked in the teeth if that was the example of what the Browns' idea of playing for pride is all about. I didn't see anything that looked like to me, Nathan, like a team that really cared about playing.
Edwin Baker cared.
Right. Well, when I say anything, it's a collective. You know what I mean?
No,
it's
no,
a collective.
Correct.
I know there were individuals, but and I will touch on Edwin for a second. But Edwin right now doesn't even know what he doesn't know. Edwin's just – he's happy to be on an NFL team, and he's – yeah, let's play. And that's where Edwin is. I'm talking about what really matters, right? The collective pride and the collective mindset. None of that is there. And I think this team – is not engaged at all with playing at a level that says that, look, we're professionals. We care about this coach, this coaching staff. We care about where this program is headed. We believe, because a fair number of guys who are playing in that game yesterday, who will play in this game this Sunday at Pittsburgh, are going to be on this team in 2014. You can't cut the whole roster except Edwin Baker. I don't think that's going to happen, but maybe that should. I don't know. But the reality is more players we know are going to be with this program, and they're the ones that we're seeing drop passes, misfired throws. Maybe that's coming from the quarterback who wouldn't be here next year. That's Jason Campbell, and I've got my doubts almost regardless of how he's playing, but that's another – We can put that as a subcategory.
Yes.
Subcategory. Missed tackles, you know, missed assignments all the way around. The assortment of mistakes, almost too many to just, and embarrassingly so. And that's what this game was. It was an awful, embarrassing effort. And I've heard that the head coach used the term unacceptable. He was using that after the game. And I don't know where he turns and goes. We're going to have him on the show, by the way. At about an hour from now, a little less than an hour from now, he'll make his regular Monday visit. We're also, by the way, shortly, maybe 10 minutes or so, going to get the roundtable together. We'll get the commentary on this from Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, PNC Bank, Cleveland Browns Radio Network. His partner in the broadcast booth, Doug Deacon, will also be with us and be very curious to hear what the two of them have to say about this. They're not liking it any more than we do. And we will also get to, and we're going to do this today because just for a programming note, tomorrow being Christmas Eve and Wednesday, Christmas Day, this show will not air either of those days live. I think they'll do, we'll have like best of and highlights, et cetera. But one of the features that we like to do, love to do on Tuesdays, because it's sweeping the nation, is After Further Review. But we're going to do it today just to
after
make sure
further
you...
Review.
Yeah, Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, will be putting together those questions, and Nathan and I will get into those in today's show that we normally do on Tuesdays. So you got that to look forward to, and Gerard Cherry to look forward to. And, man, I'm really anxious to hear what Gerard has to say about this one. Effort. He's going to be sick to his... Do you think he might be too sick to even talk about it?
It's possible. It's possible. You know, it's just one of those things. You look back. So now this is a six-game losing streak. In this six-game losing streak, the Browns have been outscored 80-32 in the fourth quarter. That means they're giving up an average of 13.3 points and scoring an average of 5.3 points in the third quarter. Over the last three games alone, Vic, and this is you're not going to like this, the Browns have given up 51 points in the fourth quarter. 51 points in the fourth quarter of the last three games alone, and they've scored 17. They are being outscored 3-1 in the fourth quarter. It is, you can't win football games that way. This is a Jets team that was imminently beatable. They made Geno Smith look so good. The effort, I do feel like people were competing. There were plenty of people competing, but it wasn't good enough. The execution wasn't good enough, and that's becoming the common theme for this team. Because you could go back to it. You could say, okay, you don't false start. Touchdown, Edwin Baker, that changes the game. Greg Little catches that pass, touchdown, changes the game. The execution in the key moments is lacking for this team. The inability to get sacks against the New York Jets team, inexcusable. And I'm going to say it, this defense, which started the year giving up two passing touchdowns total in the first five games, getting to the quarterback over the last 10 has been a mirage. It has been a scheme that I think has been exposed. players that have been exposed, because the facts are the facts. This is a defense that cannot get off the field on third downs. 12 of 16 on third down for Geno Smith. Vic, we're talking about Geno Smith. We aren't talking about Tom Brady.
Geno Flippin' Smith.
12 of 16 on third downs. And you look at the teams that are considered to be the worst defenses in the NFL right now. Atlanta, Minnesota, Dallas. They only teams with worse third down percentages than the Browns. The only one is Atlanta. And if they do a good job tonight, it will be the Browns at 45% of opponents' third downs being converted this year. You can't win that way. And the crazy thing about it is when you look at it in the raw numbers, they've given up 104 third down conversions. They've forced more third downs than anybody, 232. They've given up more third down conversions than anybody, 104.
But I don't want to make it seem a little bit better, but just for the record, 12 of 18.
12 of 18.
Yeah, but that's okay.
It doesn't. 67%
doesn't do it.
It's better than
80. I just wanted to clean up.
No,
the,
thank you. It's better than 80.
Slightly. But you're or Nathan, 75. I'm 1,000% with you here.
This defense is
being kind right now about this defense, because this defense, you would agree that at various points when we've analyzed this defense, we've said that it was sort of the good defense performing poorly, right? Would that be a fair way to kind of characterize how we were looking at it? And in recent weeks, we were saying, well, they're good. They're hitting some rough patches. Well, we're done with that, because it's a defense that has played steadily so poorly that, first of all, I don't recall when it was good, but I guess there was some times earlier this year that it looked hopeful and looked good. And when you're letting fourth quarter leads vanish, which this defense has done, did in three consecutive games leading up to Sunday, and then do what they did. You give up those long drives we talked about, 80, 81, and 80 yards, the third downs that you talked about, and allow Geno Smith to look like a Pro Bowler. Allow David Nelson, the guy you cut at wide receiver, to catch both of his touchdown passes against your team. Are you kidding me? David Nelson, the guy that wasn't good enough to make your team, the guy who missed most of camp because of his health issues and all the questions, you know, this guy, does he, and we both know those questions were lingering around, and maybe rightfully so at the time. It seemed like, yeah, David Nelson, you know, you wonder if his heart's in it. Well, his heart was in it enough to, again, play for this Jets team and catch two touchdown passes. And then he runs, Geno Smith, 48 yards. He made the defense look silly on most of those runs, and especially the 17-yarder where, I'm sorry, this is the point about effort. And when I see drop passes, when I see missed assignments, when I see those mistakes, yes, by definition, those are problems of execution, failure to execute. But, Nathan, I begin to wonder if the mindset sort of overtakes that, if the mindset makes question. I question whether you're mentally into it enough to not make those mistakes. That's where I am with effort. I know that's a hard thing, a gray thing to put your finger on, but it feels that way, right? It hurts.
It was disappointing.
So that's where I'm going. When you hear me say I question the effort of this team, I am including what you're talking about with execution. So maybe we're both saying it similarly, but I know you said you didn't question the effort as much. But I think when execution's bad, concentration, mindset isn't there.
Something isn't there because, let's face it, these are professionals who are being paid to execute in these moments, and it is now game after game after game after game after game that this has happened. They have lost six in a row, and you talk about this defense, and you want to say, this defense is so good. Well, in the last three of the four losses, the offense has scored 28, 26, and 31 points. That, with this defense, considering that you played Jacksonville and the Jets and Chicago and New England, with this defense should be good enough to, at the bare minimum, go 2-2 with those point totals and probably go 3-1 with those point totals. And in fact, they have gone 0-4. And there's an interesting, you know, we like to throw out a lot of numbers on here and a lot of numbers, and I know certain members of the organization like to throw out a lot of numbers. I just am starting to wonder if what we're doing on defense is as effective as it is being quote-unquote made out to be. And you look at the Arizona Cardinals defense this year, it's actually better. It's a top six defense in yards per game, number seven in points per game, improvements over last year. And the Browns defense, which was good at the beginning of the season, is regressing. And I just wonder what's going on, because at some point you can say, is Chris Owens, is that big of a loss? I don't think so. Desmond Bryant?
No.
Desmond Bryant could be a little bit of a loss, but that's where the depth was on this defense. That's where it was supposed to be. The investment made in the outside linebackers, they have not been delivering. It's what's happening with this defense right now is as big a problem as is what's happening with the offense. And when you have problems on all, and quite frankly, special teams has had its issues as well. You talk about complementary football. That's what Gerard says is key to win. When you have uncomplementary football where all three phases are struggling, you're not going to win games, and that's what's happening. They are not winning games, and it is disappointing. And I think that this team and certainly this fan base deserves better than what's happening right now.
Without question, it does. Without question, it does. And it leaves you, even though we've found the words, it does.
Doesn't make you feel better.
It does make you, but we found the words, but it almost makes you wonder what else, what can you say about it? Because this isn't the way this thing should be ending here for the season, I mean. And I realize how much more and how different things could be or hopefully will be influenced by the moves that will be made after the season, draft, free agency, all those things that we will analyze. And there is much to, yes, I'll say it, much to look forward to. But you don't feel like looking forward to it now. I'm sorry. This doesn't put you in that mindset. It doesn't do it for me. I can't separate these two. This team is going out in such a horrible way so far that this lingers. We're going to bring together the roundtable. Let's hopefully see if these guys can put more perspective to it than we can. We're trying. The roundtable, of course, which is served to you by Rosewood Grill in Hudson and Strongsville. Catch the delicious details at rosewoodgrill.com. What a great place to stop by during your holiday shopping or just get-togethers for the holiday. A real casual neighborhood place that has great food, great bar, just wonderful stuff. Rosewood Grill, Strongsville and Hudson. Coming up is Jim Donovan, voice of the Browns, Doug Deacon for the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. That's next on a Therapy Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. I don't think we're helping with therapy much. Driven by Liberty Ford, Vic and Nathan, ESPN 850 WKNR. 'Cause here comes that familiar feeling.